When we emerge from the darkened hole of Mr. Katz's office, the world seems a different place, full of excitement and hope. The mud and dirt flecking the hems of our dresses is our mud and dirt, proof that we've been here and done what we set out to do. "We should toast your success. I knew you'd do it," Felicity squeals. "You didn't even want her to audition," I remind her. I shouldn't, but her smugness compels me. "I believe that Charlie Smalls is smitten with you," Felicity sing-songs. Anne keeps her eyes trained on the ground. "Smitten with Nan Washbrad, you mean?" "You mustn't say that. It's a glorious day." Felicity turns to a hapless shopkeeper sweeping his walk. "Excuse me, sir. Did you know you are in the presence of the new Mrs. Kendall?" she says, mentioning the name of the celebrated actress. The man regards her as he would an escaped lunatic. "Felicity!" Anne says, laughing. She pulls Fee away, but the man gives Anne a little bow, and it makes her smile. Big Ben strikes the hour. "Oh," Anne says, wilting, "we'd best go back. I don't want this day to end." "Let's not end it just yet, then," Felicity says. We repair to a tea shop to celebrate. Over glasses of tickly ginger ale, we toast Anne, and Fee and I tell her again and again how absolutely brilliant she was. At a table nearby, four suffragettes sit discussing a demonstration before the House of Commons. With their banners worn proudly and their Votes for Women posters at their feet, they are a sight to behold. They speak to one another with passion and zeal. Some of the ladies in the shop look on in disapproval. Still others approach shyly, taking a leaflet or asking questions. One pulls up a chair to join them. They make room, welcoming her, and I see that Anne is not the only woman who means to change today.